Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And foremost, what they're doing offensively on their young signal caller. Quarterback mobility is an asset to him, but I've been really impressed by his prudent use of it. Not only him, but you got to acknowledge Coach Kingsbury as the architect of it. Their ability to prudently utilize his mobility, particularly in weighty moments, to keep the defense off balance, to win lines to gain, to score points.
Interesting observation that was passed along to me about Tomlin on Daniels. He gave two lengthy answers on the guy. You know what both of them had in common?
Kingsbury.
No. Well, maybe. Wouldn't use his name.
Well, that's why I said, hold on. That's why I said Kingsbury, because we've known when he thinks that a guy hasn't earned his respect yet as an opposing coach, he will avoid that stuff.
It almost feels like something that he'd use as a message to his players. Like, this guy's a rookie. If he wants to earn his stripes in this league, if he wants to prove that he is all he's cracked up to be, he's got to beat us. Rookies have to pay their dues. Rookies got to win games like this. And then when they do that, we'll tip our cap. Well, for the kind of treatment that goes on with first-year players.
I've long paid very close attention to how he talks about an obviously good player on the other team, because you can tell if he respects and likes the guy and thinks the guy is legit, or if he thinks he's kind of BS by the way he talks. The funny thing would be if Commanders do win and Jaden Daniels plays great, how long will it be before they see them get 4 years or whatever?
Yeah.
The next time they see them, Tomlin will make it out like he's a cross between Mahomes, Brady, Montana, et cetera.
This was brought up to me by a former player who said, you hear those answers and it's his version of saying, we're not going to build a statue of this guy yet and treat him like he's God's gift to football. He's a rookie. Let's humble him like we humble most rookies. 25-6 all time against rookie quarterbacks. It's the most wins, and it's the highest win percentage by a coach against first-year quarterbacks. Brian McFadden won a lot of those games, won Super Bowls with the Steelers. He's back with us from the NFL on CBS. B-Mac, why do you think Mike Tomlin dominates first-year guys?
Experience is important. The defenses he's coached going against those said rookies is important as well. And, you know, those are things that we always pride ourselves on. Even, you know, when I was there with Coach LeBeau calling plays on the defensive side, anytime you play against a rookie quarterback, you want to make sure you do not allow those guys to get comfortable. And you look at our defenses disguising was something that we did all the time. You know what I mean? That's why Troy was so good at what he did, because of his movement, his ability to have free range. So when you factor all of that into the equation, it's no surprise to see Mike Tomlin do what he's done against rookie quarterbacks.
Do you anticipate Jaden Daniels will look like a rookie finally against the Steelers on Sunday?
I think in moments, no question. And the reason why I say that is because the ultimate kryptonite for any quarterback, you can be a veteran or you can be a rookie, is pressure. right? It doesn't matter who you are. When you play the quarterback position, if you're seeing pressure, if that pocket is collapsing, you will have moments where you might not be at your best. And I think that will arise at some point in time throughout this ball game in D.C. on Sunday.
What has, when you've popped on the film of Jaden Daniels, what's jumped out to you the most? What's looked the least rookie-like to you about his game?
How smart he is with the football. Like, my goodness. That's the thing about quarterbacks. If you can protect the football, you will be in position to win ball games. Think about the rookie quarterback that we all praised a year ago, C.J. Stroud. He was so smart with the football. He didn't have a lot of turnovers,
yep.
Which is why they won ball games, and which is why he won the awards that he won. When you look at what Jaden Daniels has done, his ability to protect the football and not put his team in harm's way by creating turnovers has been well documented, and it's no surprise to see them winning ball games and with him doing what he's been doing as an individual. So I think that's the most surprising, impactful thing about his game. He does not create turnovers.
BMAC, is the Steelers' defense susceptible to the Daniels scrambling, or is it set up well to stop the Jaden Daniels run game element?
I think it's set up well to do so. And the reason why I say that, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. When you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers defensively,
yeah.
And let's go back the last 3 or 4 years, they've always had the luxury of doing what? Playing against the most mobile quarterback in the National Football League, Lamar Jackson.
And doing well against
right?
him.
And exactly. Now, Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels, they're not the same player. I'm not comparing the two, but they have mobility-like similarities, to say the least. Right? They're very, very smooth runners. Elusive runners, they can buy time, they're very, very slippery, and if you're not careful, they can really beat you with their legs. So when you factor having that experience against a guy like Lamar Jackson, and the closest thing to Lamar Jackson in the National Football League now when it comes to mobility, I would say Jaden Daniels, I think they should be okay.
Wow, Chris, that's almost exactly verbatim what I said about 20 minutes ago. Look at the great mind meld.
I respect it a lot more coming from you than from Pony, BMAC. When you say it, I take note. When Pony says it, I let it go in one ear and out the other. I made this, though, comparison. Like, I know Lamar is a rookie. When he took over, he barely threw the ball. But so it's maybe not a fair comp. I do feel like, though, and I think you kind of alluded to this, Daniels just seems like in the passing game in general, the decisions, the actual touch he can throw with the deep ball, he seems much more advanced as a passer than a lot of these dual threat guys first do when they come out of college and get to the NFL. Like I look at him and that's what scares me. He looks like a much more refined thrower of the football.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no question. You're dead on with that. You got to realize Jaden Daniels is a player who played a lot of ball.
Yeah.
You got to realize he was a fifth-year senior, if I'm not mistaken, in college football throughout his time at Arizona State and then most recently with LSU. So he's seen a lot. And then, two, yes, he wasn't the first player to be drafted a year ago, but he was the best player in college football. Think about what he did, guys, last year with LSU. Look at the passing numbers he had to put forth. And then not to mention, he was the best running back on the team because they couldn't run the football. He ran for over 1,000 yards in a very, very tough conference, every week he was forced to score at least 34, 35 points per ball game because his defense was atrocious. And he lived up. He handled that. So when you factor in having all of that on your plate and you deliver it week in and week out, and then you go to the National Football League, you're one of the more experienced quarterbacks that was drafted. Outside of Jaden Daniels, I probably would say Bo Nix has the most experience, right? You see the maturity. And that's why he's been so successful, because he's super mature, he's seen it before, and he's never rushed. It's almost like this. He has the mobility of a Lamar Jackson, but he has the coolness of a Joe Cool Burrow.
Ooh, I like that one. Speaking of that game last night, B-Mac, did that make you feel better or worse about the Steelers?
I feel real good about Pittsburgh. And the reason why is because, number one, we have the best defense in the division.
By far.
Which is a plus, right? And when you look at Pittsburgh and the team, it's kind of a two-team racing division, the Baltimore Ravens. We've all agreed through what we've watched, through what we've seen, that Pittsburgh is not afraid of Lamar Jackson. They've done fairly well against Lamar Jackson. So I think Pittsburgh, they're in a good place. Most importantly, we just got to stay healthy. That's the thing. Health can really detour your season if you're not careful. So you got to be lucky when it comes to that side of things. But if we're healthy, I feel real good about what Pittsburgh can do in the AFC North.
Was that like all just great offense last night, or how much would you as a defensive player call that bad defense that factored into what we saw?
No question. There's a little bit of both, because you played against high-level quarterbacks with high-level playmakers around them.
Well, the reason I asked, B-Mac, was because, like, I can tell myself that the Steelers will do better against both of those teams because their defense is better if you feel like it was some real bad defense being played there. If it was just great offense, that makes me a little leery, because I think great offense anymore in the NFL can beat great defense.
Yeah, that's why I say it was a little bit of both, because the scramble play that Lamar Jackson made when he scrambled back and he just kind of straddled the sideline, that's one of one. Mm-hmm. When you look at the run after catch that Ja'Marr Chase has, he's one of one. But the bad defense was the 84-yard reception the Cincinnati Bengals allowed to Wallace.
Oh, my God, was that bad.
He had guys that had opportunity to get him out of bounds.
Yep.
Push him out of bounds. Effort. Hustling. That's bad defense. When you look at the post route for Chase and cover four and quarters coverage for Baltimore, that's bad defense. The corner and the safety were not aligned. They were not aligned together, which led to an open post by Ja'Marr Chase. So there were moments where it was just really good high-level offense. But to say the same, there were a lot of bad moments of defense as well.
I went on Washington radio today and picked a Steelers win by 3 touchdowns, B-Mac. You like that confidence?
You said 3 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want us to win. I'm not willing to say 3 touchdowns. I can say this, though, when it comes to the spread, and if I'm not mistaken, the last time I checked, the Steelers are getting points.
They are.
You got to like them in that spot.
Thank you.
A money line play is definitely the ideal thing to do when it comes to value in that bet.
Money line McFadden, that's what we're going to start calling you if you hit this one, B-Mac. We'll talk again next week, brother. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
There you go. Brian McFadden.
I decided not to tell him about what you sent in the middle of the game yesterday.
Oh, how did his parlay do 2 weeks ago? Did it hit? Remember you tailed him?
No, I did not. I did tail him, and I did not hit that parlay. In fact, I think that parlay might have died a fiery death very early.
Coming up, we'll get more of your reaction. Anybody else get perverse pleasure in watching Deontay Johnson suck last night? 412-928-9370. Are the Steelers in better or worse shape after watching the Ravens get by the Bengals 35-34, 412-928-9370? How do you feel about Mike Tomlin's defense slowing down Jaden Daniels and the Commanders on Sunday? Feeling good about it? 412-928-9370. Back with some of your calls next, but first a headline.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.